Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Examination to see whether or not the leprosy is gone. While they're on their way, they are healed, they're cleansed. And one of them, remember there were ten, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, knew who it was, and he turns back and he glorifies God, and then he falls down on his face at Jesus' feet, and he gives thanks to him. And then we're told at this point by St. Luke that he was a Samaritan. Now we know that we don't have to go into the whole history of the relationship between the Jews and the Samaritans. I think it's suffice it to say that the Jews despised the Samaritans. They didn't want to have anything to do with them. They wouldn't even go through their villages. If they were walking between from here to there and there was a Samaritan village in between, they'd go walk all the way around the village. They wouldn't even have any kind of anything to do with the Samaritans. So they utterly despised them. So then we're told at this point that the one who he turned around and gave thanks, the one who turned back and gave thanks to Christ, was a Samaritan. And Jesus asks him the question that we're probably all wondering, weren't there 10 cleansed? Were there not 10 men who are healed of their leprosy? Where are the other 9? And then he goes on to say, they are not found to return to give glory to God except for this stranger. And then he commands the Samaritan, arise and go your way. Your faith has healed you. He didn't take the healing away from the other 9 because they were ungrateful. But he tells the one who turned back, your faith has made you whole. There are quite a few lessons we could draw out of this. I think the fact that the one who turned back to give thanks is a Samaritan should sort of make us wonder about our relationships with other people. The Jews despise the Samaritans. We all probably in our lives, maybe we don't, thanks be to God. Many of us probably struggle with despising someone or another, though. And the question we have to ask ourselves is not the person that we despise possibly more pleasing to God than we are? That's the case here, obviously. Any Jewish person hearing this read out of St. Luke's Gospel would cringe, right? The Samaritan was the one who returned to give thanks to God. And the others, nothing. Went on their merry way. So the one who was despised is actually the one who was in fact more pleasing to God. I think another sobering thought is that 9/10 of those who are healed are ungrateful. And only 1/10 returned to give glory to God. Only a tithe, if you will, of the people that were healed returned to give glory to God. And we could say that this is probably true, that most people in the world fail to give glory to God. But I think in our own lives we could also say, is it not true that 9/10 of the time whenever I receive something from God, I fail to give thanks for it? Giving thanks is an essential part of being a Christian. The whole account here that is told to us by St. Luke is essentially one describing the importance, the value of giving thanks. But giving thanks is an action. It's a spiritual action. It's in some ways a physical action, but it's an activity. To give thanks is an activity, which is the corresponding spiritual state is to be grateful. I'm making a fine distinction here. I hope you follow me. To be grateful is a little bit different than to give thanks. And the lesson that you and I need to take from this is that one should logically lead to the other. Because what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be grateful. I would say that that's a fundamental aspect of being a Christian. The central act of worship that we have as Christians, we always call it the divine liturgy, right? The divine liturgy. But the heart of the divine liturgy is what we call the Eucharist, which is a Greek word which means to give thanks. What did the Lord do whenever he gave the Eucharist to his disciples? He gave thanks to his Father. What do we do whenever we celebrate the Eucharist together? We give thanks. The word Eucharist comes from the liturgy. It comes from the heart of the liturgy. Where the priest, the celebrating clergyman, says, let us lift up our hearts, and everyone in the church responds, we lift them up unto the Lord. And then he says, let us give thanks unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's the heart of our worship. That's the heart of everything that we do. That's the culmination of all of our labor. That's the culmination of all of our efforts as Christians. Whenever we get up in the morning on Monday and we say our morning prayers, we're preparing ourselves to give thanks. We're preparing ourselves to participate in that communal act of thanksgiving in the divine liturgy. That's the focus of our whole life. So it's very important to realize that to be a Christian means one who gives thanks. Not just that, but one who is grateful. And I think we can say that one leads to the other. In other words, giving thanks is a good thing to do. But it should lead us to a state of gratitude. As we all know, it is entirely possible standing here in the liturgy on Sunday morning and to, you know, give thanks unto the Lord. And then whenever we leave here and go back home, to put back on ourselves the ways of the world. To put back on ourselves the old man. And to act according to the ways of thinking of the world. To act according to our passions. To act according to anger and greed and pride and manipulation and gluttony and all of the passions which rule over us. It really should be shocking to us how quickly we slip back into that after giving thanks on Sunday morning. But the reality is, what we are called to do as Christians is to give thanks primarily in the Eucharist, primarily in the Divine Liturgy, primarily in coming together to offer up our communal thanksgiving to Christ. But in the course of that giving thanks, in the repeated course of that giving thanks, and doing it every Sunday, and doing it on every feast day, and doing it every time that we celebrate the Divine Liturgy, that practice of giving thanks makes us grateful. In other words, it changes the way that we are. To give thanks is something that we do, but to be grateful is to describe who we are, what we are like. And this is the goal, this is the task for us, that in order to clothe ourselves with this virtue, in order to be able to respond to Christ like the Samaritan, and not to 9/10 of the time that I receive something from God, not to just forget about it and go on and forget to even give thanks. But to be able to be the kind of person who responds properly to God, which is with thanksgiving. We need to become grateful. And the way that we become grateful is by practicing. By practicing. To give thanks. To get up every morning and to give thanks to God. To go to bed every evening giving thanks to God. To come together in the Divine Liturgy as often as we possibly can. And to give thanks to God. And in the repeated practice of giving thanks, ultimately to become grateful. To become one who responds to God, responds to His blessings with gratitude, with hope, with faith, with patience. And with the desire to draw ever more and more close to our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship forever.